of trained immune cells, the foot soldiers of the so-called adaptive immune system will remember the specific invader and clear it within hours. She might never realize she had been infected. But if the virus or bacterium is one that our hapless rider has never wrestled, a different sort of immune response comes to the rescue. This innate immune system recognizes generic classes of molecules produced by a variety of disease-causing agents or pathogens. When such foreign molecules are detected, the innate system triggers an inflammatory response in which certain cells of the immune system attempt to wall off the invader and halt its spread. The activity of these cells and the chemicals they secrete precipitates the redness and swelling at sites of injury and accounts for the fever, body aches, and other flu-like symptoms that accompany many infections. The inflammatory assault, as we know, is initiated by toll-like receptors, TLRs, an ancient family of proteins that mediate innate immunity in organisms from horseshoe crabs to humans. If TLRs fail, the entire immune system crashes, leaving the body wide open to infection. If they work too hard, however, they can induce disorders marked by chronic, harmful inflammation, such as arthritis, lupus, and even cardiovascular disease. Discovery of TLRs has generated an excitement among immunologists akin to that seen when Christopher Columbus returned from the New World. Scores of researchers are now setting sail to this new land, where they hope to find explanations for many still mysterious aspects of immunity, infection, and disorders involving abnormal defensive activity. Study of these receptors and of the molecular events that unfold after they encounter a pathogen is already beginning to uncover targets for pharmaceuticals that may enhance the body's protective activity, bolster vaccines, and treat a wide range of devastating and potentially deadly disorders. Cinderella immunity. Until about 5 years ago, when it came to the immune system, the adaptive division was the star of the show. Textbooks were filled with details about B cells making antibodies that latch onto specific proteins or antigens on the surface of an invading pathogen, and about T cells that sport receptors able to recognize fragments of proteins from pathogens. The response is called adaptive because over the course of an infection, it adjusts to optimally handle the particular microorganism responsible for the disease. Adaptive immunity also grabbed the spotlight because it endows the immune system with memory. Once an infection has been eliminated, the specially trained B and T cells stick around, priming the body to ward off subsequent attacks. This ability to remember past infections allows vaccines to protect us from diseases caused by viruses or bacteria. Vaccines exposed to the body to a disabled form of a pathogen, or harmless pieces of it, but the immune system reacts as it would to a true assault, generating protective memory cells in the process. Thanks to T and B cells, once an organism has encountered a microbe and survived, it becomes exempt from being overtaken by the same bug again. The innate immune system seemed rather drab in comparison. Its components, including antibacterial enzymes in saliva and an interlocking set of proteins known collectively as the complement that kill bacteria in the bloodstream, were felt to be less sophisticated than targeted antibodies and killer T cells. What is more, the innate immune system does not tailor its response in the same way that the adaptive system does. In dismissing the innate immune response as dull and uninteresting, however, immunologists were tiptoeing around a dirty little secret. The adaptive system does not work in the absence of the allegedly more crude innate response. The innate system produces certain signaling proteins called cytokines that not only induce inflammation, but also activate the B and T cells that are needed for the adaptive response. The posh sister, it turns out, needs her less respected sibling to make her shine. By the late 1990s, immunologists knew a tremendous amount about how the adaptive immune system operates, but they had less of a handle on innate immunity. In particular, researchers did not understand how microbes activate the innate response, or exactly how this stimulation helps to drive the adaptive response of B and T cells. Soon after, though, they would learn that much of the answer lay with the TLRs, which are produced by various immune